NASA, the Amateur Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation, and of course NASA. The amateur ground station here is actually providing the radio end of this contact is in Honolulu, Hawaii. It's WH6PN, operated by Nancy and Dick. And good evening to you there, Nancy.
Good evening, Tim.
Thanks for helping us out. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about the station there and what it looks like and how things are going there.
Okay. We are an amateur radio club stationed at Sacred Hearts Academy, which is an all-girls school in Honolulu. Many of our club members have helped set up the station and are actually here tonight for this contact along with their parents. About 30 seconds before the space station is predicted to arise above her horizon, I will begin calling the space station. I will use my amateur call sign, WH6PN, to contact the International Space Station, NA1SS. As soon as I have established contact, I will say, "Go ahead, India." I would like to remind the participants to speak clearly. It is very important that each speaker say over when they are finished. The pass should last about 8.5 minutes. Just before we anticipate losing contact, I will let you know. At this point, you may wish to say a group goodbye.
Okay. Thank you for that, Nancy. Now I'd like to turn over the microphone to the head boy at the Vasant Valley School, and I believe he has a short introduction about the school that he'd like to give us. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Amit here. Vasant Valley is 18 years old. The school has about 1,200 students, ranging from the age of 4 to 17 years. Vasant Valley aims to provide an all-round development of students by exposing them to many real-life experiences. The students of Vasant Valley therefore have a global perspective of things, but are still in touch with their Indian roots. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Excuse me. Seems I've got the voice problem that we all had too. Nancy, if you'll go ahead, we have 1 minute, and go ahead and take over, please. Thank you.
Okay. Again, this is Nancy Rochelot from Sacred Hearts Academy in Honolulu, Hawaii, and in about 30 seconds, I will begin to call the International Space Station. So I'm actually going to be calling before I expect it to rise, and because of the mountains, it may take me a little bit longer, so don't get worried if they don't come back right away. And as soon as I establish contact, I'll have you begin asking your questions, so the first person should be ready. Okay, here we go. I'm turning it up and beginning to call. NA1SS, this is WH6PN Honolulu calling for a scheduled contact. Do you copy? Over. NA1SS, this is WH6PN Honolulu calling for a scheduled contact. Do you copy? Over. NA1SS, this is WH6PN Honolulu calling for a scheduled contact. Do you copy? Over. NA1SS, this is WH6PN Honolulu calling for a scheduled contact. Do you copy? Over.
Is this with Hotel 6 Papa November? This is November Alpha 100, over.
Okay. Yes, this is WH6PN, and I'm going to have India go ahead for questions.
Yeah, the first question.
Hello, ma'am. Is there pollution in space?
Hello, Avinash. This is International Space Station, and just want to let you know that we're happy to be here with the Vasant Valley School. We're orbiting around the Earth at about 220 miles, and we're just orbiting, so we're not getting off any pollution while we're up here. sometimes some things fall off of the space station, like little pieces of dust or little pieces of metal, but that's all really the pollution that we're putting out up here. Over.
What was the most memorable moment of your spacewalk? Over.
Hi, I think the most memorable moments of my spacewalk when I first went out the door and was able to see the whole world as well as the universe. You could really see the curvature of the Earth. And I think the second part was when we were at night over the Earth, and you could still see a lot of the lights, and then the green of the Boris Aurelius. Over.
How do you entertain yourself when you're in space? Over.
Hi, Vera. I think what we do up here, besides for work, is a lot is look out the window at our beautiful planet as well as at the stars. Other things that we do sometimes are write email or call home and talk to our families. And sometimes write journals. Over.
Zero gravity taking a toll on your health and fitness? If yes, how do you counter it to stay fit? Over.
Well, microgravity does have a big effect on our health and fitness up here. Of course, we don't have gravity, so we're not using our bones as much, so we're not stimulating our bones for bone growth, so we lose a little bone. So, and also with that, we lose a little muscle mass. So to overcome that, we have a nutrition experiment that we're monitoring what we're eating, as well as doing exercises, some on the bike, some on the treadmill, and also some on a resistive exercise device, which is like weights, to stimulate the bones and muscles for growth. Over.
How will efficient water react to a microgravity environment? Over.
Well, actually, I was trying to figure out whether or not it was more like flying up here or swimming, and I feel like it's more like swimming. So I think the goldfish initially would feel it maybe at home because you just are floating just like you are in water. However, after a while, I think it would also get a little bit maybe disoriented in this atmosphere just because there's not really a good reference for up and down. Over.
What happens to the respiration of the ISS? Over.
Gases like that, we have equipment that takes care of that and processes it. One Russian piece is called the Vodduk, in which it absorbs this carbon dioxide, and we also have another machine which absorbs other micro-purities in the air, and then it is baked out and sent out to vacuum. Over.
How would you save the ISS from any meteorite or asteroid in space? Over.
Well, we're in a low enough orbit that we don't really encounter anything that's too big like that. There are micrometeorites, and because of that, the outside of the surface of the ISS has a protective covering. We're also able to maneuver the ISS different attitude to avoid coming in contact with anything that they see on the ground. Over.
Why do only some planets have rings? Over.
Hi, Uday. I think some planets have rings because they're very lucky, just like why we have people living on Earth. It's just a combination of the right atmosphere and chemicals in the atmosphere, and also the right gravitational pull. I was researching Saturn, and I noticed that it has a different type of atmosphere than we have. It also has ice in those rings, and some of those pieces of those rings are about a kilometer big. So I think it's just the right combination for the right planet. Each of our planets are different. Over.
What happens to a bullet fired in space?
That's a really good question. I think what would happen is just like when we fire an engine here, it would the piece would accelerate and probably increase its level in the orbit. So it's what we call orbital mechanics. I think it would continue on forever and ever unless it hit something. Over.
What inspired you to become an astronaut? Over.
I'm Atul. I think what inspired me to become an astronaut is because I like adventure and I like to explore, and I was trying to figure out where or what, how could I do something in my life that would be contribute and be do something exciting and fun. And so being an astronaut seemed like a good idea. And why not explore and try to find out how we can save our planet and how we can help the future generations of people on the Earth. Over.
What kind of experiments are you carrying out, and how will they be beneficial to mankind? Over.
I think I hear Mecca's voice. How are you?
2DLR repeater.
Here, primarily to find out how we can live in space for a longer period of time, so you guys can go back to the moon or over to Mars. We're the stepping stones that you guys will use, because we're trying to find out how humans can live in space for a longer period of time, what we need to eat, what types of exercise we need to do, what kind of medical care we can do up here if people are staying in space for longer, and how do we build other pieces or spacecraft in space. So we're just seeing the experiments to lay the groundwork for you guys to go on. Over.
How do you manage with limited resources in the ISS? Over.
Now, that's a very good question. There are limited resources, and we have a highly choreographed logistical schedule, and we have not only the space shuttle, but also the Progress vehicle that comes up and supplies us, as well as the Soyuz vehicle, which comes up and supplies the new expedition crews. And so we have a bunch of different vehicles that come here to supply, to give water and food and other types of things that we need, because there is a limited supply up here. Over.
What kind of food do you eat in the ISS, and how frequently? Over.
Well, we eat food here just like we do in the at home. About 3 times a day, we have a meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The food is made up half of Russian food and half of American food. And we go through a huge taste testing to find out what types of food we like to eat. And then they try to accommodate that by putting it in our food containers up here. I've already had paneer up here, fried paneer, and also some halva, because I requested that. So I've had some Indian food. I hope I can get some samosas at some point. Over.
Do you think there's a possibility of life in other planets? Over.
I think just like Uday's question about the Saturn rings, it just depends on the combination of the atmosphere and the gravitational pull of those of the different planets. You know, with all the millions of stars out there, you'd think that there's probably another combination like the Earth potentially out there where life exists, but you never know. It has to be a certain combination of the right elements to make life as we know it out on another planet. Over.
Hello, since we have more time, can you, do you need to talk to, like, you want to anyone? Any students?
Well, I just wanted to say hi to everybody at the Visant Valley School on the East
Thank
Coast.
So
we flew over the East Coast of India earlier today, and then just recently we flew over the north side on the border of India and Pakistan. It was beautiful, into the Himalayas.
We have a special message for Visant Valley School in India, over.
It's time to say a group goodbye.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you so much.
And voices. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
NA1SS, this is WH6PN Honolulu, 73, and aloha.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, sounds like we've got a successful contact there.